This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. This day in sports history. It's March 1st, and on this day in 1969, Mickey Mantle retired from baseball. Mantle decided to hang up the glove and spikes after 18 years in the majors with the New York Yankees. He was the fourth in line in the Yankees' Mount Rushmore of the time, with Babe Ruth being followed by Lou Gehrig in Ruth's latter years, then to Joe DiMaggio, and finally to Mantle. The 37-year-old Mantle was coming off his worst year as a Yankee, hitting just .237. His 18 homers that year was part of a steady decline from the 54 he hit back in 1961, when he and teammate Roger Maris were chasing the Babe's home run record. Upon his retirement, he lamented the fact that the 68 season had dropped his career average under .300, and he just didn't have it in him to try to get back to that plateau. Mickey had been one of the great sluggers in the game. He was a three-time MVP in his career, winning it back-to-back in 56 and 57, and then again in 62, despite missing 41 games that year. When he retired, he was third on the all-time home run leaders list behind Ruth and Willie Mays at that point. He's currently 18th on that list. Mantle played the majority of his career in pain. He tore up his right knee in the 1951 World Series. The speculation was that it was a torn ACL that he never had properly treated. He did have surgery on the knee in 1953 to remove some torn cartilage, but it left the knee without much stability, and it was painful. And then there was the shoulder injury that he suffered during the 1957 World Series that also caused him pain the rest of his career. After baseball, it was a bit up and down for him. He was one of the most popular ball players during his time with the Yankees, but the pressure to keep up that facade for the fans led him to drink more and more. He was admitted to the Betty Ford Clinic, but he dealt with the effects of alcoholism for the remainder of his life, eventually dying of liver cancer in 1995 at the age of 63. Also on this day, in 1997, Hector Macho Camacho knocked out Sugar Ray Leonard in the fifth round. It was the first time Sugar Ray had been knocked out in his career. You have to really wonder why Sugar Ray was even in the ring for this fight. He was 40 years old. He had not fought in the ring in more than 5 years since losing to Terry Norris in 1991, and he retired after that fight. He retired again after this fight with Camacho, only to say a week later that he was coming back. And then he reconsidered that later in the year, and he never fought again. The fight with Camacho on this night in 97 was his last. In 2003, Mount St. Mary's legend Jim Phelan retired after 49 years as head coach of the Mountaineers. Wearing his signature bow tie, Mount St. Mary's beat Central Connecticut State 60-56 in Phelan's 1,354th game. Coaches around the country paid tribute to Phelan that day by wearing bow ties during their games. And in 1953, Babe Zaharias shot 73 in the final round of the Sarasota Open to win by 7 shots. However, her playing partner, Louise Suggs, refused to sign her card, feeling that Zaharias received too favorable a ruling resulting in a drop instead of a penalty stroke earlier in the day. The two did have a running feud for most of the time that Zaharias was out on tour. A month later, though, Zaharias would be diagnosed with colon cancer. And I'm starting something new today. Send me an email to thrivesweetsports@gmail.com to let me know if you like it or you hate it. But here is a non-sports did you know. The national animal of Scotland is a unicorn. That's all for today. I'll have more tomorrow on This Day in Sports History. This has been an original Thrive Suite production.
Hey there, Sports History fans. We've got some exciting news to share with you. Six of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.